From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December 8th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson and Daniel Zuckerman are reporting in the Daily Mail on Greene County's plans for an emergency response trailer it is slated to receive from the state. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office on Monday, December the 5th, announced 24 emergency response trailers will be placed at key locations along the state's crude oil transportation corridor, including one in Albany and four others in the capital region. The trailers will be equipped with absorbent materials, booms, and other tools used to control and contain crude oil and petroleum spills and be managed by the State Department of Environmental Conservation and County Emergency Management Departments. DEC Environmental Remediation Strategist Kevin Hale said, and I quote, "These trailers are to mitigate and minimize the spread of oil that might leak out of a tank train," end quote. The trailers will help with oil spill cleanup, but they are not intended for use in fighting any fires or explosions that may occur as a result of a crash or spill. That responsibility remains with local fire and emergency management crews. DEC spokesman Jomo Miller said Greene County has not picked up its trailer yet. He said the county would determine its location after it identifies the high-risk areas. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said assigning a housing location for the trailer would be the responsibility of the Greene County Hazardous Materials Team, and it will be Emergency Services Director John Farrell's job to meet with local fire chiefs to help determine the best site for the trailer. Scenic Hudson Director of Environmental Advocacy Haley Carlock described the announcement as a, and I quote, "small and incremental step," end quote, to protect residents and the environment. She said, and I quote, "this is definitely a step in the right direction," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Columbia paper is reporting that the Columbia County chapter of the Korean War Veterans has disbanded due to a decline in membership. The group announced a recent press release. Chapter 283 has been active for 15 years in its efforts to keep alive the memory of the war, which was waged from 1950 to 1953. The group is now down to three members, Bill Woods, United States Navy, John Neary, United States Marine Corps, and Jack Hallenbach, United States Army. They are among the nearly 2 million U.S. veterans who served in Korea. More than 33,000 U.S. service members died in the conflict, including seven men from Columbia County. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Lindsay Rybeck is reporting in USA Today that New York leads the nation in nonprofit jobs and organizations, according to a report released by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli on Wednesday, December the 7th. In 2012, the most recent data reviewed, 18% of all private sector employment statewide was in the nonprofit sector. During that year, New York had slightly more than 31,000 nonprofit organizations that employed 1.3 million people. That outpaced California, which had the second largest nonprofit system nationwide. In contrast to the rest of the private sector, nonprofit employment grew by 5.6% from 2007 to 2012. However, New York ranked 12th for its average nonprofit wage of $47,700, which was 11% less than the national average of $53,900. You can read that full story in PressConnects.com. The Greene County Legislature and now the Town of Catskill are asking the Village of Catskill to create a veterans parking space in front of the Greene County Office Building at 411 Main Street. Durham Legislator Adrian O'Connor asked for the parking space, and the Town of Catskill agreed to write a letter to the Village with the request at their December 6th meeting, which was broadcast live on WGXC. You can hear a short excerpt of that meeting on the WGXC Newsroom website at WGXC.org. The Columbia paper reports that the Friends of the Taconic State Park announced last week that the Copeg Ironworks historic site in Taconic State Park has been designated a Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area site. Friends of Taconic State Park says the site is one of the most intact examples of 19th century industrial iron making in the Northeast. It was an industrial ruin until 2008 when the group formed. The ironworks operated from 1845 to 1903, and today's remains include a blast furnace, blowing engine house, a machine shop with original equipment and artifacts, an original condition ironworkers' residence, a carpenter Gothic-style office building, and the residence of Isaac Chesborough, one of the first Iron Masters for the site. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that State Senator George Amador, Republican of Rotterdam, spent $13 per vote to win the 46th State Senate district election over Democrat Sarah Nicoli, who spent $6 per vote. Amador spent $1.188 million to win the district, which stretches from north of the Capital District to Ulster County and includes all of Greene County. Nicoli spent just $271,501, losing $78,820 to $45,560. In 2014, Amador spent $1.56 million to unseat incumbent Democrat Cecilia Kacik. When told of the 2016 spending total, Blair Horner, legislative director of the State Public Interest Research Group, said, and I quote, "Wow, $1 million for a state Senate race is huge. It just underscores the difficulty for people who want to run for office," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the Norwegian Air Shuttle will begin operating daily flights between Stewart International Airport and European destinations in mid-2017. A company spokesperson said there may be introductory $69 fares to certain European cities when the new service starts. A spokesman said, and I quote, "We will be creating a lot of jobs at Stewart because we will base two aircrafts to begin with in mid-2017, and that will require some 75-80 pilots and cabin crew that will be recruited locally in the greater New York area," end quote. The Albany Business Review also reports that one jet of Pittsburgh starts nonstop flights between Albany and Pittsburgh International Airport in March. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of rain and showers mainly after 3 p.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with the temperature high near 41 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of snow showers mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 34 degrees. Friday night, a chance of snow showers before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 19. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. Sunrise today was at 7:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 8th day of December 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.